This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top story is first. Cabinet meeting holds serious discussion over coronavirus pandemic and nationwide lockdown. Nepal confirms 3 more coronavirus cases today, bringing total number to 9. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds telephone conversation with his counterpart abroad to express concern over the state of Nepal is there. Health Minister Bhanubhakta Dhakal says government moving ahead as per the suggestion from health experts to combat COVID-19 and global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 60,000. Now the news in detail. The cabinet meeting of the Council of Ministers has held a serious discussion this evening over the coronavirus pandemic and nationwide lockdown. The cabinet meeting was held at the official residence of the Prime Minister, Baluwata, on the present situation resulted by the coronavirus and nationwide lockdown. In a press meet after a while, government spokesperson will inform about the cabinet decision. Nepal has confirmed 3 more coronavirus cases today. The Minister of Health and Population informed that among the confirmed cases, 2 are males while 1 is female. In a regular media briefing at the ministry, a spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Vikas Devkota, informed that those confirmed to have contracted the virus are 2 males who recently returned from India and a local woman from Kailali. One is a 21-year-old male from Kailali, the second is a 41-year-old male from Kanchanpur. While the woman is the relative of one who was tested positive earlier in Kailali. Dr. Devkota said coronavirus infection case has entered into the second phase as it is the first time having a locally transmitted case. He also said that the time duration of the quarantine could be reviewed as the case was found positive in the person returned home after undergoing 14-day quarantine. Spokesperson Dr. Devkota also informed that the altogether 69 people are being treated in the isolation wards across the nation. 15 of them are receiving treatment in the hospitals of Kathmandu Valley, while rest of them are being treated out of Kathmandu Valley. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli held a telephone conversation with the Prime Minister of Bahrain to express concern over the state of Nepal is there. Prime Minister Oli in a tweet today said, as a part of his conversation with the heads of government of countries having a large number of Nepali migrant workers in the context of COVID-19, he had telephone conversation with his counterpart of Bahrain, Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa. Prime Minister Oli said, while expressing concern over the safety of Nepalis in Bahrain during this difficult time, he also thanked the government of Bahrain for cooperation extended to them. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed Nepal's solidarity with the People's Republic of China and Chinese people during the National Mourning Day marked in China today in the commemoration of lives lost due to coronavirus. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli through social network expressed Nepal's and Nepalese people's solidarity with China and Chinese people at a difficult hour. Nepal government has intensified facilitation to send back the 4 nationals to their homes by a chartered aircraft. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Department of Immigration and Nepal Tourism Board are making coordination through the embassy of respective countries in this regard. The foreign tourists stranded in Nepal due to ongoing lockdown are being airlifted to reach their respective countries. Nepal Airlines wide-body aircraft are going to be chartered for the purpose. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has directed Education Secretary Mahesh Prasad Dahal to take stock of Nepali students in Australia. The Prime Minister's instruction came in the wake of the Australian government's urge for Nepali students to return back to their homes. The number of Nepali students in Australia is 58,000.
हामी रेडियो नेपालबाट बोलिरहेका छौं। मन्त्री परिषद बैठक केबेर अघि सम्पन्न भएको छ। आज बसेको मन्त्री परिषद बैठकले गरेका निर्णय बारे अर्थ संचार तथा सूचना प्रविधि मन्त्री तथा सरकारका प्रवक्ता डाक्टर युवराज रोकथाम गर्न खतिवडाले जानकारी दिदै हुनुहुन्छ।
चालेका कदमहरूको समीक्षा गर्दै गर्न चाहन्छौ। मूलत यो बीचमा हामीले चालेका कदमहरूबाट बहुत सानो संख्यामा मात्रै संक्रमणका केसहरू कायम राख्न सकेका छौं, त्यसमा सन्तुष्टि व्यक्त गरेको छ मन्त्री परिषदले। तर त्यो सँगसँगै अब बाहिरबाट आएका व्यक्तिहरूबाट संक्रमित भएका चाहिँ कोरोना संक्रमित व्यक्तिहरू देखिन थालेकोमा मन्त्री परिषदले अहिलेको परिस्थितिलाई मूल्याङ्कन गर्दै थप केही कदमहरू चाल्ने निर्णय गरेको छ। त्यसमा सबभन्दा पहिलो अहिले हामीले कायम रहेको कोरोना संक्रमणको अवधि र यसको जोखिम रहिरहन्जेलसम्म जुन लकडाउन भनेका छौं, बन्दाबन्दीको अवस्थाको जुन कुरा गरेका छौं, त्यो बन्दाबन्दीलाई अझ पूर्ण पालना गराउनेतर्फ सबै निकायहरूले प्रभावकारी रूपले काम गर्नुपर्ने निर्णय भएको छ। त्यो सन्दर्भमा प्रदेश प्रदेश एक प्रदेशबाट अर्को प्रदेशको आवागमन, एक जिल्लाबाट अर्को जिल्लाको आवागमन र एक स्थानीय तहबाट अर्को स्थानीय तहको आवागमनलाई नियन्त्रित गर्ने र अस्वाभाविक रूपमा आवागमन हुन नदिने र कोरोनाको संक्रमणको जोखिमलाई हामीले यसरी न्यूनीकरण गर्ने र यही नै सबैभन्दा उत्तम उपाय हुन्छ। यसको लागि सबै सरकारवाला निकायले प्रभावकारी रूपमा काम गर्ने, यसमा प्रदेशका सरकार र स्थानीय सरकारले पनि प्रभावकारी रूपमा काम गर्ने गरी अघि बढ्नुपर्छ भन्ने एउटा निर्णय भएको छ। त्यसै गरी दोस्रो निर्णय चाहिँ अहिले जुन किसिमले कैलाली, कञ्चनपुर र बागलुङमा केही नयाँ केसहरू देखिए, त्यो आधारबाट त्यहाँ भएका व्यक्तिहरूबाट अरू व्यक्ति संक्रमित नहुन् भन्नका लागि अहिले ती तीनटा जिल्लामा, म फेरि दोहोऱ्याउँछु, कैलाली, कञ्चनपुर र बागलुङमा हामीले छिटो विधिबाट त्यस्ता सम्भाव्य संक्रमित हुन सक्ने व्यक्तिहरूको टेस्ट गर्ने, जसलाई हामीले ऱ्यापिड डायग्नोस्टिक टेस्ट भन्छौं, त्यस्तो ऱ्यापिड टेस्ट गर्ने र त्यसको आधारबाट संक्रमित भएका शंका भएका व्यक्तिहरूलाई चाहिँ पीसीआर विधिबाट फेरि पुनः परीक्षण गर्ने, जसको आधारबाट शंकामा भएको संक्रमित व्यक्ति फेरि प्रभावित संक्रमित हो कि होइन भन्ने कुरो यकिन गर्न सजिलो हुन्छ। त्यसो हुनाले अहिलेको लागि यो तीनटा जिल्लामा ऱ्यापिड टेस्टको प्रक्रिया अघि बढाउने र जो जो जोखिममा छन्, सम्भाव्य संक्रमित भएको भन्ने लाग्छ, उनीहरूको टेस्ट गर्ने भनेर अलिकति मास स्केलमा टेस्टिङ गर्न जाने प्रक्रिया सुरु गर्ने भन्ने निर्णय भएको छ। तेस्रो चाहिँ अहिलेको अवस्थामा स्वास्थ्यकर्मीहरूको भूमिका अत्यन्त महत्वपूर्ण हुन्छ। स्वास्थ्यकर्मीहरूको मनोबल वृद्धि गर्नलाई हामीले बीमाका व्यवस्थादेखि स्वास्थ्यकर्मीलाई प्रोत्साहन भत्ताका कुराहरू गरेका छौं। त्यस अतिरिक्त अब दुईटा थप कुराहरू हामीले अझ प्रभावकारी रूपमा अघि बढाउने निर्णय गरेको छौं। एउटा चाहिँ स्वास्थ्य उपकरणहरू, स्वास्थ्य सुरक्षाका उपकरणहरू यथाशक्य यथासम्भव छिटो उपलब्ध गराउने, निश्चित प्रोटोकलका आधारमा त्यस्ता उपकरणहरूको प्रयोग गर्ने र पूर्ण रूपले सुरक्षित बनाएर स्वास्थ्यकर्मीहरूलाई स्वास्थ्य उपचारमा लगाउने, तर त्यो काम गराइरहँदाखेरि त्यहाँ बाधा विघ्न उत्पन्न गर्ने, सुरक्षामा खलल पुर्याउन सक्ने र स्वास्थ्यकर्मीको सुरक्षामा आँच पुर्याउन सक्ने कुनै पनि व्यक्तिलाई प्रचलित कानून बमोजिम कारवाही गर्ने र त्यस्तो असुरक्षित स्वास्थ्यकर्मीलाई असुरक्षित हुन नदिने गरी स्थानीय प्रशासनदेखि सबै तहका सरकारहरूले स्वास्थ्यकर्मीको सुरक्षाको व्यवस्था मिलाउने भन्ने मूलत यी तीनटा निर्णय भएका छन्। त्यसपछि अरू एक दुईवटा निर्णयहरू, खास गरी यो फौजदारी कसुर तथा सजाय निर्धारण, फौजदारी कसुर सजाय निर्धारण तथा कार्यान्वयन सम्बन्धी ऐनमा भएको व्यवस्था अनुसार सजाय निर्धारण गर्ने समितिमा बाहिरका विज्ञ व्यक्तिहरू राख्ने व्यवस्था अनुसार रविन्द्र भट्टराई र कुनसान लामालाई नियुक्त गर्ने निर्णय गरेको छ। त्यसै गरी अपराध पीड़ित संरक्षण ऐनको व्यवस्था अनुसार पीड़ित संरक्षण समितिमा रहने गरी विज्ञ रहने गरी डाक्टर शंकर कुमार श्रेष्ठलाई नियुक्त गर्ने पनि निर्णय गरेको छ। र आजको मन्त्री परिषदले गरेका मुख्य निर्णयहरू यिनै हुन्। धन्यवाद।
मन्त्री, आम चासोको विषय छ नि, एउटा जुन लकडाउन कहिलेसम्म भन्ने कुराहरू जस्तै भन्ने हामीले
लकडाउनको विषयमा अहिले आजको मन्त्री परिषदले निर्णय गरेको छैन, हामी छिटै मन्त्री परिषदको बैठक बसेर त्यस बारेमा निर्णय गर्छौं।
That was the government spokesperson, Dr. Yuvaraj Khatioda, informing about the cabinet decision. As per the decision, the government spokesperson informed that the government will carry out rapid tests at the most vulnerable district, Kailali, Kanchanpur and Baglung. And communication minister also informed that the government decided to provide all necessary medical equipments and ensure the safety of the medical workers involved in the treatment of the coronavirus patients. Now the rest of the news updates. The Supreme Court has ordered the Ministry of Health and Population to provide information regarding the steps that it has taken in connection with the health institutions refusing treatment services. A bench of Justice Hari Prasad Puyal issued this order in the name of Ministry on Thursday. The Apex Court, in its order, has asked the Ministry to also furnish information whether or not the health services were being regularly delivered, whether the arrangements have been made for conducting tests for the coronavirus easily. The Supreme Court order also requires the representatives assigned by the Ministry spokesperson and the Director General of the Department of Health to be present in the court on 5th April along with the information. The Supreme Court bench issued this order in response to a writ petition filed by Advocate Mukunda Prasad Adhikari seeking an appropriate order from the court requiring the government to take up fitting steps to prevent coronavirus in Nepal. Minister for Health and Population Bhanubhakta Dhakal has said that the government was moving ahead following the suggestions of the experts to combat the possible outbreak of COVID-19. In an interaction with the experts at the ministry today, Minister Dhakal said the ministry was carrying out its activities following the advice of public health experts. He also praised the role of health workers and doctors in this critical hour. He said that he held discussion with an organization of Southeast Asian countries under the WHO on Thursday regarding the situation of the pandemic. Chair of Nepal Medical Council, Dr. Bhagwan Koirala, said that all should be made alert on the possible deadly situation of the coronavirus. He added that the rate of lab tests should be intensified at least 1,000 on a daily basis. Chief Minister of Sudhir Pashchim Province Trilochan Bhatta has directed the officials at the Province Health Directorate to intensify their efforts to contain the coronavirus and treatment of the confirmed cases, saying the province government has left no stone unturned to the containment of the coronavirus. The Chief Minister directed the health officials to carry out their responsibility. The Nepal Oil Corporation has clarified that there is no shortage of LPG gas in the market despite the nationwide lockdown. The Nepal Oil Corporation informed that the consumer could easily get half a cylinder of gas belonging to various 18 companies from Teku-based National Trading Limited. It further informed that the National Trading Limited has made arrangement for consumers to buy the cooking gas from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today. The Nepal Oil Corporation further informed that it has been delivering the gas at home of the people with disability or elderly and people staying in quarantine. The Non-Resident Nepalese Association NRNA has started a fundraising campaign for the support of Nepali nationals affected by the COVID-19. The association has already committed rupees 10 million to the government of Nepal for this purpose. Apart from this, NRNA has set up an RNNA COVID-19 relief fund and has started raising funds. NRNA President Kumar Pantha said the amount collected in the fund would be spent in aid of the Nepalese within Nepal and abroad as per the need. The Karnali state government has started sending food into the mountainous district in the state via aircraft. The state government decided to supply foodstuffs to Humla, Dolpa and Mugu district through private aircrafts. In case of Humla and Dolpa, air service is the only means of transportation. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. news. Here we take a short commercial break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेडमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएथ्यो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ अनटु some of the rest of the news updates. Nepal Police have brought into use the Nepal Police mobile app for providing information on coronavirus and various incidents. The police headquarters has said that no one can anyone can get information on COVID-19 pandemic as well as on other incidents like domestic violence, kidnapping, narcotics, drug abuse, road accident, missing people, murder among others by means of mobile app. The app has been updated to include information on the control of coronavirus pandemic as well as violation of the lockdown, black marketing and other related issues. Now on to some international updates. China has observed a national day of mourning today for the thousands of people who lost their lives due to the coronavirus outbreak. China flew the national flag at half-mast throughout the country and suspended all forms of entertainment. At 10 local time, people stood nationwide for 3 minutes in tribute to the dead. The first cases of coronavirus were detected in the Chinese city of Wuhan in Hubei province last year. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will not wear a mask shortly after the Center for Disease Control updated its guideline to recommend that all residents take the precaution as the number of U.S. coronavirus deaths reached more than 7,100 among over 278,400 cases. Likewise, Spain has reported another 809 deaths, but it is the lowest for a week, making the death toll 11,744. India has witnessed 86 deaths from the coronavirus, while the infection has surpassed 3,000. Iran's health ministry has informed that Iran's death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has climbed to 3,452, with 158 more fatalities recorded over the past 24 hours. The global death toll now has topped 60,000, with more than 1,134,000 infection cases. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the western hilly regions and mainly fair in rest of the country. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Cabinet meeting holds serious discussion over coronavirus pandemic and nationwide lockdown. Nepal confirms 3 more coronavirus cases today, bringing total number to 9. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds a telephone conversation with his counterpart of Brine to express concern over the state of Nepal is there. Health Minister Bhanubhakta Dhakal says government moving ahead as per the suggestion from health experts to combat COVID-19. And global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 60,000. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinereadingnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.